Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
I am a great Southern Hemisphere head hair guy.
Real Northern, below the equator for you.
Northern Hemisphere, not so much.
Give us a look.
I shaved freshly this morning.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You still have to shave.
Yeah. I got a wall trimmer.
Okay.
Why are you using it on your head then?
I do. Why am I using it on my head?
It's called a wall trimmer.
It's for trimming walls.
You are the biggest pair of crumpets I've ever met.
What are you talking about?
W-A-H-L. I can tell.
Okay.
Not a wall trimmer.
How
would you trim a
That's
wall?
That's why I was confused.
How would you trim a wall?
Well, I was
with
excited
trimmer,
to find out.
That's a simple
you
question.
Had a wall
with a
trimmer.
With a wall
it's
trimmer.
With a wall trimmer.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You would do that, but what would the to what end, I guess, is my quandary.
Wall too big. Wall need to put some door in.
Fuck, you got me. is a hedge a wall?
Okay, let's start the podcast.
Yeah, that shut you both up.
He's right. He's got us on the ropes.
Yes, it is.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. My name's Hayden. And I'm
but
joined by
I do want to say
okay.
that I fuck your intro because you were going to say it's been 20 years since or 30 years since Homer went through the hedge. No?
Is it 20 years today?
Yeah.
Today?
That's
really special.
Is that real?
No, I shit you not.
Today is the anniversary Homer went through the hedge in The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's not a wall then.
Well, you say it must be 30.
Yeah, I think, whatever the number is, what would it be? 1994, I imagine.
Yeah.
So what's that?
30.
Yeah, 30.
So where did you pull it from?
Pardon?
Nothing.
Was that worth me interrupting the intro?
I don't think so.
Sorry, but... I'm so sorry.
Do you know, but that changes it because I was thinking maybe a hedge is a wall because a wall could be made of wood.
Okay, so now I got to keep in the conversation we were having before we started.
If you press through a wall, you can go through a wall. People go
There's
through
a door.
Walls. Like if not these walls, not these cement walls, but like a like a plywood wall, you would consider that a wall, yes? A wall made of plywood. I could go through that
just
wall.
Just plaster. Yeah, you can punch through a wall.
So bust through a wall.
A hedge you can go through if you try hard enough in the same way you can go through a cement wall with a truck.
That's true.
Yeah, I guess you can go through every kind of wall.
Unless...
And I'm joined by Broden Kelly.
It's an honor to be here. I'm sorry for interrupting.
And Cass, I don't know. Did we get to you, Cass, before I was interrupted?
No, I got really excited about walls.
Cass, okay, yeah.
Cass, what do you do? What's your role in this project? And then I'll get to you, sir.
Oh, good. I get time to prep.
I'm mostly faff.
Faff? You're a faffer?
It's primarily faff. And it's honest work.
You be faffing.
Mm. Yeah.
You faff or have you got another role?
I faff and I press the buttons.
And
then I also edit it.
Yeah, Hayden does edit.
Okay, so you're more the gadgets and gizmo guy.
Yeah. He's the
gadget
machinery.
Type operator. And today's topic is this big knife. Check this out, bro. I got this big knife.
I had a dollar for every time I'm asked to come to a podcast and then someone pulls out a fucking knife.
It's awesome, isn't it? I got it in the mail today.
Can I see it?
You want to touch the knife?
Yeah.
It's pretty sharp.
Yeah.
Really? I shaved some of my hair with it as soon as I got it. I was trying so it's a red knife. It's a flip knife with some tools on it. It's a Leatherman. I'll give him a plug.
This makes me feel ill. Did you want to hold it?
It does make me a bit scared.
I would love to touch it. Thank you. Jesus Christ.
It's
Can
heavy.
I try shaving with it?
Yeah. So like, yeah, I scraped like up the on against my hairs and it cut the hair off.
Really?
Yeah.
And then
I there's a paper receipt and I cut the, you know how in videos to show if a knife is sharp?
Yeah.
I cut that in half.
Why did you get a knife?
Well, there's been many times in my life where I'm like, God, I wish I had a knife on me right now. For purely tool reasons.
What reasons?
Because you're a tool.
Just like, you know, like I'm at work, I'm unloading a pallet and it's wrapped up.
Oh, but yeah. Work should be providing you with work knives.
Yeah, but there's no work knives.
Stanley knife.
Be work knife.
Yeah, Stanley knife.
Do you know what? I actually have a couple of knives myself.
Yeah.
And they come in really handy. The knives I have are about 2-3 centimeters long. They're little tiny flip knives you put on a little key ring.
Mm.
Really, really come in handy.
Really?
Oh my God. But I don't think you need a bigger knife than that. I think 2 centimeters is the really good amount for a knife because it's just big enough to shotgun a beer.
Yeah.
If you need it.
Yeah. Bottle opening.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know how to shut this without stabbing myself.
How do you shut the knife?
Because
there's a little lever. There's a lever.
Okay, knife, turn off.
Okay, knife.
Go, stocky Touch. Knife.
Do you think that's AI?
Sorry, no, Cass is just touching the knife in a way that makes me nervous.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Do you think the knife is AI?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I think it's a true blue knife.
Like, its job is to slice and dice. And I guess it does that.
Uh-huh.
I guess it needs you.
No, it does need me quite a bit.
Is there any way I could say that a pocket AI. Knife is AI?
Are you thinking of automation?
No, because I've just been on this thing recently where I'm like,
is it the computer?
A coffee machine is AI because you say to the coffee machine,
no, it's not.
Give me coffee.
No, coffee machines are automation. I really like automation. I'm very pro automation.
Yeah. All right. So let's go next level.
Yeah.
You know there's the fancy soda machines where it's like you go up. I think they're more prevalent in America, but not non-existent over here, where you go up and it's a soda machine. You put your cup down the bottom. It says what, and then there's lots of options come up.
Uh-huh.
It says you go Coke, and then it goes, great. Do you want that vanilla Coke? Do you want that raspberry Coke?
Oh,
do you
yeah,
want that?
Because you get all the variations.
And it gets you down to a thing, and then it pours it for you.
Yeah. I went to a Subway.
No.
That's not AI.
That's automation.
AI.
Come on now.
I think if you went to the machine and you said, you know,
what am I thirsty for?
I'm thirsty.
Make me a shit picture.
I want something pretty sweet, but not like a little bit, I want something a bit tart. And then it was like, well, bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop, here you go. Maybe that'd be AI.
But that, it can kind of do that.
I don't know if it can. Get it?
Yeah.
You have to give it more input
than that. What were the things you just said?
In plain language, you say, I would like a drink that's not too sweet and a little bit tart.
Yeah, great. So like a Lyft.
Yeah, but that does not... That's not
or what Sprite Plus now.
But that's not what it does, though.
Yeah, that's what makes you a Sprite Plus.
Yeah, but you have to do the thinking. You have to select Sprite Plus.
But that's the thing with your generation, is that a little bit of thinking goes a long, long way.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. I've got the intelligence.
Yeah.
I've decided.
And so does the machine, because the machine goes, I'm going to make you that Sprite Plus you want.
Yeah, but it's not thinking about the tartness.
But how do you know what it's thinking? You don't know what I'm thinking.
I think, no, is you press the button and then the machines whiz around, the gears.
Well,
there's no brain in it.
Well, I think.
No neural
network.
It's
the intelligence. If you go to a machine and you ask the machine for what you want,
yeah.
And it does it for you, that's automation. If it's doing a job that you did all the thinky and it does the brass tacks of it, that's automation. I love that. That's a washing machine, you know?
Yeah.
I need my clothes washed. We figured that out.
Do you reckon
washing machines think. Well, otherwise, how would they not come up with those great little songs?
That's true.
You know, no, okay.
Okay. May I gripe about my washing machine setup?
And then you go have your hot take on washing machines.
My dryer.
Folks, if you're listening, we've got two hot takes on washing machines.
It's not even a hot take, it's the complaint. So my dryer, when it's done, goes.
So your
or whatever. I can't remember what it does.
And you think it doesn't have a mind. It loves jazz. It loves jazz. What's the problem?
It can scat.
But it's beautiful, right? It's fun. You go, oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
The drying's done. Lovely.
What's the
my washing
machine?
Machine goes. Once every 30 seconds for an hour, once it's done,
okay.
It's so awful.
I've got a gripe with my washing machine, but it'll come after your gripe with your washing machine, Cass.
Yeah. Or hot take. Gripe or hot take.
I don't have a hot take. I don't have a gripe. I am pro screamers. I love when the machines scream.
No.
Well,
give it a little
song.
Well,
if they sing me a little
song, yeah.
Great.
Too busy dancing, darling, with the dryer.
Yeah, that doesn't change my day. I'm having a little bug.
See, my gripe is similar. Mine goes bing bing. Hey, your washing's done, and I'm like, great. I'm in the middle of an exciting program. I'm watching The Newsreader by Aaron Sorkin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't know when it came out. I missed it, but the ensemble is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Led by the wonderful Jeff Daniels. You know, I love it. I'll get to you later, washing. I know that it's not good to leave it in too long.
Yeah, because it gets stinky.
But 30 minutes is fine.
It's fine.
Oh, that's allowed.
A minute
sometimes
later,
overnight is fine, I've found.
Sometimes overnight is fine.
A minute later, hey, your washing's ready. I said, I know. And this is where AI upsets me, is it doesn't care about my position. It just keeps going. And then I eventually have to get up, open the washing, and leave the door open.
See, I think that's automation. That's because if it were AI, it would think
it's automation.
My beautiful friend Broden is getting a bit sad, or he seems busy. I'll leave it for a bit. That's thinking.
It's
automation is like, I just got to keep reminding.
Automation index. AI.
Ah.
Is that okay?
That's what I've been talking about.
Oh, okay. An index of all the automation. Okay,
that's what I'm keen on. That's what you said. You said, let's come on and talk about knives and automation indexes.
Yeah. Yep.
Is this your, oh, you've got a knife?
It's good to hold the knife, isn't it?
I like the little indent here.
Yeah.
I love holding guns.
Yeah, oh man.
I hate guns.
Yes.
Yep. I never want to shoot a gun. I don't want a gun.
Hmm?
I'm glad I'm not around guns.
Yeah.
I love holding guns.
Yeah.
They're cold?
The weight of them, the power they hold, that I could take them, I could fix it, I could fix everything.
Mm. Oh,
big
okay.
man.
Okay.
I feel like a powerful man.
Yeah, I was in Vietnam and like the whole, there's like this shooting range of AK-47s.
Yeah.
And I was the whole time going up to the shooting range, it was so loud, obviously, and I was like, I'm scared.
Yeah.
Like, this is scary. What the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
And then I got behind the gun and I went, oh, no, it's actually awesome.
Yeah. The power.
Oh, it's not scary. My fear went away.
I shot a gun once, a shotgun.
Yeah, a shotgun.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Fuck.
Did it?
And so I went and shot at a field. I was like, that's really nice. Get this thing out of my hand. But then, yeah.
Okay. If you like the feeling of holding something weighted and thinking I can fix things.
Yeah.
May I recommend.
Pick me up.
Just pick me up.
Yeah. I can fix things.
Pick me up. No, a really well-weighted tape dispenser. It is genuinely one of the most satisfying things I've ever held in my life. Like, because if you get a properly weighted one,
oh yeah,
you can touch every single part of the dispenser and it won't even budge off your desk.
Are you talking like a corporate office?
Yeah.
Like someone spent $40 on this thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like $40. Maybe it's got a plastic exterior, but it's weights inside. Sometimes, though, they're full metal casing.
I've seen a full metal one. That's all. That's good stuff.
Rubber on the bottom.
Yeah. It's not moving.
That's
like
sturdy.
You can pick the tape up, rip it out. You can like really slash it around. It is not going anywhere.
Can we talk about the tape in these things? Because I want to get to 100% of elitism.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay. Yeah.
I like a tape, a firm tape,
mm-hmm.
With a bit of a frost to it.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Oh.
And then I like to pull the tape out and press my thumb down on the metal teeth.
Yep.
And just end it. End it.
Yeah.
So you like doing the little press, so it perfectly scores it. And
I'm not
then
smacking it off, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Not like going, off you get.
Yeah, because then it does the thing where it flips around and sticks to itself.
Yeah.
I'm pressing my thumb down on the teeth and saying, this is where these two pieces of.
See, I love a completely clear, no tones of yellow high gloss. That's my preferred
completely
tape.
Clear, no tones of yellow. Yeah, yellow can go away.
No, I can't be doing
that. It makes
it
look like it's old.
Yeah, it does.
It's like it's been in the sun.
Correct.
It just
correct.
It makes my whatever I'm working on looks cheap.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't mind having a little bit of a high reflection on my wrapping paper. Like, ooh, it adds a little bit of sparkle.
That's, the frost for me feels premium.
It is thicker. It's thicker.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. Have you ever?
What was your favorite though? No yellow.
No yellow.
No
high gloss.
No frost.
Ultra clear. Crystal clear.
Okay.
Like, crystal clear. Like if anything, leaning a bit more blue, but I would obviously prefer no tones.
If it's not clear, if it's clear, I feel like it's too thin. I like a bit of a thick tape.
Okay, so here was
what
my next
question
was.
What are you guys taping, by the way? I feel like I'm
things,
not taping
there's
anything.
Things to tape.
Oh, presents.
Presents.
A lot of presents.
A lot of December.
A lot of December. If you're making like a big. Like a paper model of something. Like if you want to do a big version of something, so you got to stick paper together to find out what it's going to be like.
Do you know what wouldn't be a bad job?
What?
is, well, maybe it would be. Shopping center just at the gift wrapping station.
Do you know how often I thought of that?
Surely that would be a horrible
job. No, I want to travel.
Oh, it'd be menial, put a podcast in or some shit. You'd have a great time.
No, I talk to everyone. Oh my, no, I would thrive. I think so often about like my little fantasy of like, oh, what if I run away? I'm like, okay, it hits November.
Yeah.
I move to Europe where they've got a white Christmas. I hole up in a shopping center in a country that I don't need to speak a whole lot of the language. I'll pick up on Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
I'll pick up on Christmas conversational stuff. People will bring me their gifts. I love wrapping presents. I love wrapping cylinders. Cylinders are one of my favorite things to wrap.
How do you do that? How are you going about that, boy?
So you, so round side, roll it up into a cylinder.
Let's say someone really says getting Pringles.
Yeah. Okay. Someone's getting Pringles. I'm putting it man side down.
Man.
The Pringles man,
obviously. Okay. Pringle man.
Okay. Oh, okay, so that there is the face.
Face kissing paper.
Okay.
I roll up and I leave about, I reckon I'm leaving 10 centimetres either side of the tube.
You just measured out 10 centimetres with both your thumb and index fingers on either side and it was perfectly 10 centimetres. I just want to mark that.
Thank you so much. This is my passion.
Great.
10 centimetres either side. I'm going to start at the bottom.
Now we're here.
Now we are. Here we are. I take the inner piece so that I want about 3 to 4 centimeters of overlap.
That time,
yeah,
no,
nah, that was you did a centimeter with your hand, yeah. And then you said 3 to 4 centimeters.
Yeah, you lost it.
I was really thinking. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I put that pressure on you.
3 to 4 centimeters of overlap. I'm taking the inside overlap. I'm pulling it taut.
Mm.
So the very edge of where it's connecting to, where the paper is connecting internally to the Pringles tube, goes straight to the middle. I hold that down. I then fold and I keep doing that pattern. So it comes like a little, almost like a dumpling. Like how you know when you fold a dumpling and the dumplings twist up?
Yeah.
A dumpling is the gift of China.
Mm, that's true.
It is. It's a little present for your tum that your teeth unwrap.
Yep.
Yep.
I've always said that.
Mm.
I know. That's where I got it from.
Wait, you came up with that?
Yeah, she told me before we came in here, she said, hey, just so you know, dumplings are there. Anyway, okay, so that's what you're doing.
I go all around the center, and then I use a circle sticker to seal it.
I'm lost, by the way. Are you following this? I'm lost.
I'm with it a bit.
I'm lost. I'm
with it a bit.
It looks like a little medal at the bottom.
Yeah.
A little medal?
Like, you've done well, like, you're number
one. No, I know what a medal is.
Do you fall asleep thinking about this? Is this your, like, gets you calm and then you go to bed?
Yeah, I'm like, well, if everything goes wrong, I just moved to Germany.
But can I ask, that's what confuses me. Why this Northern Hemisphere stuff?
It's more Christmassy up there.
Because you can do this at Chadston. I'll set you up.
Yeah,
really? Do a charity thing. Like you can do it for, because you can't charge people for this. It's dollar donation bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the
we can
the
make
shopping
money
center
for,
pays me, right?
I guess they might, but sometimes like the Lions Club will do it, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, or a Rotary Club or something like that. Yeah, yeah.
Lion or Rotary. They're the two.
Yeah.
What are they?
I actually have no idea.
Aren't they all veterans?
No. They're just clubs. I think Annie, my partner's dad, is part of the Lions Club for Warrnambool.
Wow, there you go. You may not remember Annie from a few weeks ago on this podcast.
Did she do this?
Yeah.
We don't talk anymore. That's so funny.
Yeah. We're pals.
Does she know you're here?
Yeah. No. No, she doesn't. She really doesn't.
What is going on with you guys?
I mean, we've got a dog.
Does your dog have 3 legs?
We mostly talk about the dog. No,
he's
got the 4 of those.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got
he's
the one
eye. He's missing
one
or something.
Yeah, I knew he was a bit wrong.
Yeah, he's a bit off.
But still functional.
No, I wouldn't agree. I would say he's semi-functional today, particularly. He's got a sore tummy today.
Oh.
But why the white Christmas in a shopping centre is much of a muchness.
I guess in my mind,
I can Northland. I'll take you to Northland and tell you it's snowing.
Hey, I've started referring to Northland as the jewel of the north. Yeah. I cannot recommend it enough.
The jewel of the north, yeah.
It's an awful place. I worked there when I was 13 because my parents, their business was Michelle's Patisserie.
Oh wow!
In 2002,
your dad's Michelle.
He is. No, he's Wayne. But they bought a franchise, the Northland one.
Cool.
In 2002, in the shadows of 9/11, they were like, let's start a patisserie mm-hmm. in Northland.
The world needs this more yeah. now than ever.
Every sweetness. As they went down, Dad was like, I'm wasting my life. Mm. I could be selling cakes and coffee at Northland, the jewel of the North. And I stopped a burglary once.
Really?
Really?
You say you were 13? I don't think you're allowed to work when you're 13.
Yeah, no,
I don't think you can stop burglaries when you're 13.
I wasn't getting paid.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
Why would you stop the burglary?
Calling out Wayne Kelly.
Yeah.
And Leone.
What's the statute of limitations for that? I reckon we can still get him.
I'll take him down.
Yeah.
So I'm working in the little, it's like one of them islands, you know, like a cafe in the middle of a walkway kind of thing.
Yeah.
And there was a side door that went into the kitchen area, and there was a hairdresser across the walkway.
Yeah.
And there was a guy standing there with sunglasses on, and I walked up and said, do you want some? And he said, I'm just waiting for me wife. And then, oh, yeah, cool. And then I walked around the corner and came back, and he was in the shop under a bench stealing a bag. And I was 13. I just
under
froze.
The bench? Oh, like, under, okay,
he walked
yeah.
into What's the little his... doorway, reached under and started to pull out a bag. And
what little doorway?
Little side door, like the door to get in and out of the area.
Yeah, it's not as big as a wall.
Yeah.
Because it's...
You can get over it.
Yeah.
Mm. It's yeah. Yeah, it was probably as tall as a little Broden.
Okay.
Maybe 160 centimetres.
Yep.
Give or take. And he saw me and he went and dropped it and ran. And then I walked back to my parents like, this guy was just standing there. Oh. And I was like, I think I'm in shock. Like, I was really stressed, but I've never forgot his face.
Wow.
And that was 22 years ago.
Did you get to do a performing?
Yeah. Then I was like, I have to be an actor.
did you do a police composite sketch?
Nothing.
Wow.
I think they told me.
Think
the
you
cops,
still could?
Yeah.
With the obvious face?
Yeah. He had shaved hair.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And he was white.
No. Did he have a beard?
No beard.
Oh, okay, good.
He looks like who you would think at Northland doing this.
Yeah.
Wrap around sunnies. But in short, I respect the sticky tape.
No, that's fair. I was going to ask, because your qualms come with the thinness of the sellotape, have you ever accidentally, or on purpose, run a little knife across the tape and gotten a double layer?
No, what do you
no,
mean?
Ma'am. No, ma'am.
Got on a double layer
of tape. So you just, huh? you run a knife across the edge of the tape.
Yeah.
To slice through two layers of tape. And so when you peel it, extra thick.
Oh.
So it's double layer of tape, but you're not sticking one on top of each other. So you're not trapping any air. There's no bubbles or anything. It's perfectly clear still.
Okay.
No one's done this before.
Yeah, I was going to say, why?
Did you see this on Reddit? Where did you get this from? Or if you just, you do this,
I've done it.
That does seem like one of those videos on Instagram where people just make up life yeah. hacks. Like, oh, you can get a double thing of tape.
And yeah,
you
go, wow. No, I've lost the end of tape many times and then just been like, I'll make my own end.
I'll make my own double tape.
And then
tape.
Been like, whoa, double tape.
Why is double tape good?
Well, Broden's concerned about the thickness of the tape.
Ah,
the thinner feels,
but that doesn't feel premium. I believe Broden wanted a premium experience.
Yeah, I want a premium.
That feels tacky.
I want it to feel like I'm flying business class with Qantas when I have tape.
Yeah,
that's fair. Would you prefer a tape with a jagged edge or flat?
The Alanis Morissette or the jagged little pill version?
Yeah, the Alanis Morissette or the.
I like a little bit of personality. I want a Bart Simpson. We call it because it has the haircut of Bart Simpson.
Oh yeah.
Apropos on the day that Homer walked through the hedge. can I? I'd love to take this opportunity to solve something in my life forever.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Roller tape without, that's not in a tape dispenser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How are we making sure we don't have to spend seconds, minutes of our life trying to find the end of it the next time?
I do a lot of audio stuff as well, a lot of gaffer tape and things like that.
Okay,
and
yeah,
what you
I
do
love
is
gaff.
You when you tear it off, you just fold the end that's attached to the... Okay, you're yawning while I'm explaining this amazing tip to you.
It offends me because what
and
you're
doing...
And
drinking a Red Bull, so you can't blame it on being tired. Yeah, no, I know you're pumped up.
I'm offended with the suggestion from you because, one, you're wasting a good centimeter of perfectly good gaffer tape.
Okay, think about the monetary value of that amount of tape and then think about the monetary value of the minutes of your life you're saving.
Depends on the person, depends on the rate at which they're paid.
That's true.
There's so many variables there.
Do you think you personally would be worth folding over a bit of gaffer tape?
No.
You think 30 seconds of your time is less valuable than what would be 3 centimeters of gaffer tape?
I mean,
maybe 4 centimeters.
I'm not good at maths.
Yeah,
I'm not good at math, but maybe
you can back yourself.
Yeah, you're worth it.
I thank you. I appreciate that.
Mm.
You're absolutely worth the time.
What is the slogan "You're worth it" from? I feel like it's from a
Worth it. Yeah,
female facing 90s ad.
Maybleine? No, that's maybe
she's Maybelline.
Yeah, maybe
because
she's
you're worth it. Revlon? What's that? Rev?
Ah,
not
Rev.
Milk.
Yeah,
Revlon, not milk.
Yeah,
we're not milk. We're not Rev milk. Because you're worth it.
Yeah, that
because
was a.
You're worth it.
It was a beauty.
Yeah.
Thing.
Tim Tams?
No. Could be Tim Tams.
No, I'm imagining.
It's more
Ferrero
Rocher, isn't it?
It's lipstick or hair dye, I reckon.
Yeah. Because you're worth it.
Yeah. L'Oreal?
L'Oreal. Is it cheating to look it up?
It depends how badly you want to know. How much is your time worth?
Yeah.
I'm going to vote L'Oreal. Also, that Rev milk.
Yeah.
Every time we would buy it. In youth, it would always taste like ants.
It did taste weird.
Tasted like ants. Yeah, I think the place down the road that didn't have the normal milk didn't use the fridge properly.
It's L'Oreal.
Yeah, I'm worth it.
Did you say L'Oreal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Congratulations. It's
Thank
in you.
You.
Well done.
Thank you. I am worth it.
Would you guys like to hear the history of my big knife?
Sure.
Well, here's the history of pocket knives. If you had to guess what year, approximately, the pocket knife was invented, what year would you say?
Define the pocket knife, like knife.
A folding knife. Specifically a knife that folds up so you can put it in your pocket.
I feel like it's a war invention.
Yeah.
I think it was invented for war.
Yep.
I'm going to say it was invented in 18. Or do you want to do this?
Oh, we can both guess.
1895 is my first guess, and let's get to a place.
1895.
But let's, what do you think?
550 BC.
Wow, you really... That's, wow.
Well, because like,
I mean, that could
remember when metal?
Love metal.
We would have done that straight away.
Metal. It's the folding nature of it though.
Yeah. Well, I think number one, pointed stick. Number two, we can make this out of metal. Sick.
Do you think
number three, I can take this everywhere. Number four, ow.
Yeah.
I got to put this away.
Yeah. But I mean, oh.
So you think 550 BC?
Yeah. Hang on, no. Hang on. BC is
before. That's
pre-time. Before Jesus.
So that's 500 years before the year zero.
Oh, hang on. Then after.
Yeah.
After.
So you reckon just the year 550?
Yes.
The pocket knife with a bone handle was found. Dating back to around 600 to 500 BC.
Well done.
Good.
So it was 550 BC was pretty much bang on. But yeah, I'm not paying it because you changed your answer.
Yeah, you
and you actually were 1,000 years off.
I got spooked. Spooked me.
You nailed it. I genuinely thought you had looked it up and were trying to trick me.
Nope.
But no, you just absolutely aced it. Well done.
Thank you.
What region?
In Austria, actually.
Yeah, the Austro-Hungarian Empire, perhaps. I don't know when that was.
This is the early Iron Age. So perhaps earlier than that. I don't know. Yeah. But there you go. Pretty early, huh?
Why? Well, not earlier than I thought.
Do we know more?
Well, what do you want to know?
I want to know why it was made. What was it? Was it a war thing?
Yeah,
what's
the first person a knife went into?
Yeah.
What
year were pockets invented to create a pocket knife?
I feel like pockets were around before the Iron Age.
I reckon pockets were about before clothes.
I would love to know.
Wait.
Kangaroos. Whenever kangaroos started.
Oh, that's true. I guess pockets are in a way naturally occurring.
Yeah. I'd love to know when pockets were invented. I'm fascinated.
The cloth pocket.
It's before clothes. It's absolutely before clothes.
Pence, yeah? You'd have to have pence.
I reckon we would have...
Well, that's a bag, not a pocket.
Yes, but yeah. I think
the
we would have...
The bags of a pant.
The bags of a pant?
I reckon... Yeah, they were having bags before pockets, I think.
They were absolutely having bags before pockets, but I reckon bags would have been pocket-sized before they were big.
Okay.
Absolutely. We're just hollowing out little animals.
And he's furrowing his brow.
I can't even comprehend this. This is wrong.
What's wrong?
Oh, let me read this to you, right?
Okay.
I wrote in, when were pockets invented? Otzi, also called the Iceman, who lived around 3300 BCE.
Yeah.
What's BCE? Is that BCE?
That's before common era.
It used to be before Christ, but now that's BCE, so it's before common era. So it's less religious, even though it's the same thing.
Yeah, funnily enough, on that zero, something happened.
Yeah.
Who lived around 3300 BCE,
had
a belt with a pouch sewn to it. That contained a cachet, like when you empty them on your computer, of useful items. Scraper, drill, flint flake, bone awl, and a dried tinder fungus. In European clothing, fitchets resembling modern-day pockets appeared in the 13th century. So
a fitchet?
It's almost like they're recognizing two separate kind of eras.
It's like the spiritual, like what we were aiming for with a pocket and then what we got when we set
up on
pocket. I
guess it's probably coming independently, popping up independently, right?
This Wikipedia is awesome. There's different kinds of pockets as well. Like,
oh, there's a really in-depth, there's a pair of jeans on there.
Yeah, jeans.
Man, it's doing it all.
When was denim invented?
that's old.
I reckon
no, that's
550
old.
BCE.
No, it would have been.
Early Iron Age, yeah.
Is this a whole podcast? This is a podcast. Like, this is a show.
Investigating denim.
When was things invented and then people guessing?
Most of this show is that.
When was things invented? Okay, denim. Okay, denim is cotton. And the reason it's blue is because of the kind of dye they had available at the time.
Yeah.
So I reckon it would have been invented in the US.
It feels wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, when was it invented? Oh, hang on. No, hang on. I still want to guess when.
I reckon 1915, but didn't catch on for ages.
I would say late 1800s and didn't catch on.
Yeah. I guess because you're probably making bags out of it.
Workwear first.
Yeah.
Denim dates back to the 17th century, created in Nîmes, France.
That's 1800s.
Wow.
Serge de Nîmes was a cotton twill cloth made of wool and silk. It later became simply known as denim. Denim as we know it today originated in 1860. When Levi Strauss, which was making pants out of a stiff canvas fabric, added Serge de Nîmes to its product line.
Well, there you go.
There we go.
Levi Strauss.
Another edition of When Was Things Invented?
I find that's fascinating, isn't it?
It's cool.
Yeah,
it's earlier than you think.
He's still making pants.
He's still around, Levi.
Yeah, yeah. He has a YouTube channel now.
Have you seen The Undertaker has a YouTube channel now?
Yeah, he's...
What?
It's weird. He's talking too much.
Mark Calloway.
Yeah, he's so The Undertaker, obviously famous wrestler, is
broke kayfabe cast.
The dead man, and for 30 years of his career, you know, quiet, barely says anything.
Full in the character. And like, would even wear black to the airport and stuff and keep in character.
But now he's out, he's just yapping and it's ruining it for me.
A lot of evenings with The Undertaker.
Yeah.
Does he
There's a one-man show.
Yeah.
So does he...
Does sketch.
Really?
No, he doesn't do sketch. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Get on.
Yeah.
Is he doing this in character or is he doing it as Mark?
No,
it's Mark. The character's
now.
Done.
Yeah.
That's why it's sad.
Oh.
He's retired.
But is he still dressing as...
No.
No, he just dresses
he's
like
dressing
an
like
old...
a...
Why
well,
is it
he's
upsetting
like a...
then? The character was dead the whole time.
Yeah, but now...
Oh, that's true.
Mm.
Now
it's
he's
an interesting
alive.
Wrinkle. Yeah.
He was a great wrestler.
Yeah. Remember when he threw Mankind through the Hell in the Cell?
Yeah, we off the Hell
great.
In the Cell, yeah.
And then threw it.
Yeah. Oh, and then threw it. Of course. That the second one apparently hurt more.
Yeah.
Oh
God, wrestling rocks.
We love wrestling. Have you seen The Rock lately? I love it.
Oh, he's a heel
what
now?
What The Rock is doing
they
now.
They did it, they were like, I was like, how are they going to make The Rock a heel?
So
everyone
good.
Loves him. And he's then so they good. Made it so it seemed like The Rock was fucking over a wrestler everyone loves. And they're like, what? This guy just can't come back being a millionaire movie star and coming back and taking over What's-His-Face's opportunity. What's his name?
Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
That
it's so
fun.
Silly.
Wrestling is fun.
He came back and he said to the Utah audience, he said, this is something to take home to your 52 inbred wives in Utah. Because it was all
because that's where all the Mormons are.
He was really upset. It was really good.
That is good because that's actually offensive to a whole group of people, which is great for a heel.
Yeah.
There's a guy yelling at him. He said, you better shut your mouth or I'll smack the herpes off it. this is a billionaire movie star whose job is to be liked by everyone.
He's and
just
he is.
Gone full bad guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that
and
is
everyone's
so
into it. Oh,
yeah.
What
and
a talented
finally,
man.
A cure for herpes.
Mm. Yeah. Smack it
the
off.
The Rock's fist.
I tried. It doesn't work for me.
Cass, have you got knife facts to round us out?
Yeah.
Did you know the knife? You knew the knife before we came in here.
I got the knife tonight.
I learned about it in the car.
Okay.
And I was really happy because I was initially, I wanted to get, I went to my favorite knife store in the world earlier this year.
Mm.
And
I've never been to a knife store.
Where?
I've been to a store that sells
knives.
In
Harndorf in South Australia.
I'm so happy we got to Harndorf.
Yeah.
You love Harndorf?
Did we talk about Harndorf last time?
Oh, it's
I feel like we've talked about Harndorf
before. Harndorf.
No way of knowing, but yes.
Yeah.
I love Harndorf.
The meat there?
Good meat.
Yeah. You can't get it anywhere else.
Well, if you don't know Harndorf, it's a town outside of Adelaide that for some reason is entirely German.
My German heritage is from up in Harndorf, I believe. Yeah. I think my family came over to the German element of it came over in like the 1920s, and that's
right.
The Harndorf.
Ours is the 10-pound poms. We're
10-pound
poms. Yeah.
That's one side is.
One side is, yeah.
What else you got in you?
I'm 1/16th Polynesian.
I didn't check. Maybe I am
probably.
Too. Probably. That's French Polynesia on one side.
And then.
Did you do a blood test or something?
No, but just my grandma was, well, great grandma was Polynesian. So, or no, half Polynesian.
And then,
whatever, the maths works out.
Predominantly English.
Yeah, and French.
Nice.
Ooh la la. Yeah. I think the colonization that happened in Polynesia was due to phosphate mining, which is bird shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Shit empire.
Fucking, that was as good as anything. I mean, you know. Now you're podcasting, so what's the difference?
Yeah. Gotta mind something.
Yeah. I've got Irish.
Yep.
Scottish, German.
I could have guessed Irish. You got an Irish vibe.
Last name's Kelly.
Yeah. That's probably, yeah.
When Auntie Donna went over, we did our world tour in October last year.
Yeah. Did you go to Boston?
We did do Boston, but we did Dublin.
And that's even more Irish than Boston.
Some would argue it isn't.
Why? For a world tour, I was like, you know a place in the world that's really Irish? America.
Yeah. but we did our shows there and it was fucking awesome because Zach and I both have very heavy Irish connections.
Yeah.
And we, in the middle of the show, do you know, there's a song called The Rattlin' Bog, which is like an old...
The Rattlin' Bog.
You ever heard it?
No.
Oh, ho, the Rattlin' Bog.
Oh, yeah.
I have heard that. Yeah.
We put that into the show halfway through and the crowd like really got into it. And then we were just doing this full folk song in Ireland. It was very, very lovely.
They love to sing.
Mark, no clue what was going on.
Yeah.
He's like, where's the pizza? But why? How did we get here? Sorry.
We're just talking about knife shops.
Yeah, so knife Harndorf.
Oh my God, best knife shop of my life.
What,
I love it.
What else
they
got?
Both
of
my tiny knives are from Harndorf knife shops. I bought some knives as some
Cass
gifts.
Cass is opening and closing the knife, and it's making me nervous.
It's just because I'm holding it.
Fidgety.
Yeah.
A
big knife is a really good like fidget toy.
It isn't. Do you see the scar on my hand? That's from Big Knife.
Yeah, it's my
that's
knife.
Missy Higgins too. That's her songs about her songs about fucking with a knife.
She was playing with a knife and then dropped it. And then
she's, the song's talking to a knife. Could you leave him with a scar?
You leave him with a scar. Yeah.
Yes.
That's correct. It's so beautiful when an artist like just sings and speaks to your, you know, your experiences really well.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I asked the knife that because I, as it was in the air, I thought, no, don't let the knife hit the floor. We just got the floors done. So I reached out to catch it. And knives are heavier in the blade.
Yeah, they're and sharp too.
Blade. Yeah, so it just went straight into my hand.
And that hurt?
Not as much as you'd think because it was very sharp.
Yeah.
So it just went, oh, and then I looked down at my hand and thought, oh, that's fine, and looked on the floor and was like, I didn't break the floor, did I? And then my hand was full of blood.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend doing that.
No,
if you're playing with a knife, don't catch it.
What age were you at this?
Do you know what? I would have been.
Few.
20, I think.
Okay. You weren't 20, were you?
I think I would have because the
next... That's too old.
Because I had the surgery...
For juggling a knife.
Because I had the surgery to remove... Because it healed into a scar tissue. Oh, I must have been a teenager.
Yeah.
It healed wrong. Yeah. I had to have surgery to remove the scar tissue that's sitting over my tendons.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the surgery had healed, it healed wrong again. And I decided not to get it fixed because I was doing that Star Wars movie. And if I'd done, if I gotten it fixed, I wouldn't have been able to.
You're doing a Star Wars movie.
Oh, no. It's like a little short film student thing. It is on YouTube. It's very.
Yeah, Cass is Rey.
No, I'm not.
Rey? How old are you?
It was a joke.
Oh, wow.
I was just pretending that you were in Star Wars.
No, it was a really brilliant short film that was based on
Star Wars.
The Old Republic video games.
Cool.
Put it in the show notes. Let's plug your Star Wars.
Yeah.
Unless you don't want to.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how I feel about
it. Okay,
we'll
see how it goes
in the
edit.
In the comments.
Really?
Well, it's because it's Star Wars.
Star Wars doesn't like...
Yeah.
I think anyone doing anything, if it's Star Wars, you get hate crimes done at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless you're a white man, obviously.
But it's a lovely community.
Yeah, besides them being horrible in every way.
So the guy who played... It's a knife story.
Oh, yes.
About Star Wars.
Yes. Oh, my God. Let's do it.
Captain Antilles in what would it be? Episode 1, 2, or 3. Do you know how, the ship that the start of A New Hope, when Darth Vader comes in.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever that's called that Leia's on. You know, at the start of the.
Oh, yeah. She's on the little hologram.
Yeah, yeah. But that ship that he comes on, and it's also in the one the state this planet blows up and
Alderaan.
What's the one that the Star Wars? Oh, I'm so bad at this shit.
The one that came out
recently that connects to Leia.
Rogue One.
Rogue One. Yeah. So Rogue One goes in at the end of Rogue. They're on the ship and then Darth Vader's coming in and killing everyone. That ship is also in one of the first three. Episode 1, 2, or 3.
Okay.
The captain of that ship is Captain Antilles. And it was shot in Sydney in the 2000s, in the late 90s, mm-hmm. early 2000s. Mm-hmm. An actor called Rowan, I wish I knew his last name.
Plays Atkinson?
No. Different. That's Mr. Bean.
Oh.
Polanski.
Rowan Polanski.
Rowan Polanski. Rowan Nickel, his name is, and he played Captain Antilles.
Ah.
I've never seen that man in my life.
If you look up photos of this gentleman, you'll see he's got cuts all over his face.
Yeah.
The reason being... is that he's got a big chin, big shot. He's going to be on Star Wars.
Mm.
Yeah.
He's an Australian actor living in Sydney. And he shows up for his first day of shooting. And they're like, can you shave? Because he had a bit of stubble. So they give him a razor and he goes into his change room and shaves and cuts his chin with the razor right on his chin. And it's not like a little thing he sliced open.
Jesus. You know? Was it like a straight razor or something?
I don't know. I think he's just shaving or something.
Yeah, wow.
Nervous.
And and he's cut a massive hole and he's gushing blood out of his chin. He's trying to stop it. And he goes in and makes like, and they're like, oh, fucking hell, what have you done?
Mm.
And they're trying to stop the blood. And they can't. And he's shooting in like 2 hours. And he's like, fucking hell. And the makeup people are all stressed and they try and cover it up. And then he finally walks out and George Lucas is there. And he walks up to him, he's like kind of covering his chin. And George's like, hey, no, how are you? Nice to meet you. And he's like, pulls his hand away from his chin. He's like, hi, George. I was in there. I've sliced my chin open and it's bleeding and I'm really sorry. And he's like, oh, that's okay. You were in battle. And then and so he's like, all right. And then he's like, put some more cuts on him. So in the movie, you see he's got lots of scars across his face.
And one of them's a fresh, real one.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
How cool is that?
That's very cool.
And then there's a line in the movie now. I was like, did you encounter turbulence? Like, yes, we did. We encountered a battle, like, or something like that.
It's like, oh, that's why his face looks like that.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a knife Star Wars story.
There you go.
Is a razor a knife?
No.
I reckon a knife is pointy at the top.
No, sometimes they're not.
I reckon a knife could cleaver. Stab. That's a cleaver, not a knife.
Mm, fuck. Is a cleaver a knife?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I reckon a knife you have to be able to stab with. No, cleaver. Oh, God.
Then a knife. It may be a cleaver,
okay,
not a knife.
On that note,
it is a knife.
I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass. I reckon it.
And Broden.
I'm not done.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Think most of my cuts have been rated edge knife.
You can see Broden. He's part of Auntie Donna, of course.
Yeah.
He was on one episode of Fisk. I looked up your IMDb before.
What else am I in?
A lot of Auntie Donna stuff.
Yeah. Colin from Accounts, a new season of that.
Yeah. How to Stay Married.
Yeah.
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 The one where you play a chop dealer.
Irreverent.
Yeah, irreverent.
Thanks for watching.
I didn't watch it.
thank you for talking about it.
And also The Footy with Broden Kelly, a very fun podcast about footy.
Thank you for being nice.
That's okay. It's really a great podcast because I started playing footy this year for the first time ever. Maybe I shouldn't say.
Don't talk to yourself.
I'll say and then maybe I'll let it out. But it's just pub footy.
Are you good?
No.
Wow.
I've only done two training sessions in the season starts.
You said one syllable, I know what club it is.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Or
is it? Well, don't die. All right.
Yeah. Is that They're just really fucking fun. Cool?
It's fucking awesome. Everyone is so ridiculously nice there.
Who do they play?
Like other pubs?
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Can I come watch?
Yeah. Come join.
Yeah, I'll come fucking play.
Yeah, do it. It's awesome.
That's nice,
Joel's going to join.
You have boots?
I don't have boots, but I need to buy boots.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you listen to that podcast. It's great.
I love you.
I love you too.
You can join
our pub footy league. Broden will be there. Anything else to plug? Oh, I might edit this out as well, but you can listen to a song I released on Spotify. The band's called Southern Crustacean. It's a fun,
I love that
a
name.
Fun little That's punk fun. Song. It's streaming now.
Southern Crustacean has a callback to the last time I was on.
Is it?
We talked about every station on the Hurstbridge line.
Yes, we did.
I
love trains.
How did that go?
Well, actually, you got in trouble because you doxed someone and I didn't edit it out.
Who?
I don't want to say because then people might find it. I'll tell you. You basically said the suburb where that person lives and you said it in such a way that I was like, oh, that's a thing that everyone knows. It's an interesting fact about person.
I'm bad.
And then it came out and people were like, what the fuck? Why did you say that? You got to fix that. That's a big secret. Like, oopsie daisies.
I'm the worst.
Yeah. He also doxed King Gizzard, but I...
He moved.
Great. But I edited that out, so it's fine.
Great. Well, you'll when never find him now. He moved.
Nearly got him.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.